this is when he gets excited. He likes to take over and dominate any A-League discussion. He doesn't give me much of a chance to get in, but that's okay. I let him give him some room to express himself, and he's excited because the Victory take on the City in the derby. It's at Marvel Stadium tomorrow night, and I tell you what, the Victory are due. Third time we've played, or not we, shouldn't say that. Third time that they've played the City for a loss and a draw. Kevin Muscat joins us on the line. I think things are starting to fall into place, Muskie. You've got players back. I think this is your best chance to win.
We and our Gary, I like. it's as you said, it's our third meeting. The first two were very good games. I thought our performance, especially in the second one, was outstanding. We've prepared really well. And as you said, we've had some bodies coming back in over the last few weeks. We've had to manage people. We got some more minutes into Keske last week, more minutes into Niedermeyer last week. Donicky made his, got some minutes into him as well. It's coming together, but, we're still building, and there's 8 games to go. Tomorrow's a special one, no doubt, for our members and fans. Without doubt, we treat it and look upon it as a special game, special evening for us, and we intend to put on a performance worthy of taking the 3 points.
What about my favourite, Ola Toivonen? Is he back?
Yeah, Ola's trained all week, trained with the squad in the last couple of days. We've got our final session this morning that, with all things being equal, he gets through that, and he's pulled up well from a rigorous session, main session yesterday. He will be available.
And what about Keske? Good morning to Kev. Will he start?
Keske, yeah. Keske's at the point where we think, we've got him back in, and again, just being precautious and respecting, the injury and obviously his body. He's contributed really well over the last couple of weeks, and with a view not only to tomorrow night's game, with a view to the progression through this the final stage of the campaign, it's very, very likely that he'll start tomorrow.
Talk about respect. You'd respect the talents of Jamie McLaren. You got some extra attention afforded for him?
I don't know if you can, extra attention. I just think from our perspective, if you're one of those defensive, central defending pairings, it's got to be business as usual. They had a difficult task last week and playing against some really quick attacking players from Wellington in Krishna and Williams and Singh. And, I thought we included ourselves in that area of the park really, really well and restricted them to minimal chances. So it's more of the same, repeating, what was good about last week and obviously identifying some areas that we can develop.
It's 14 minutes to 8. We're talking to Kevin Muscat, the coach of Melbourne Victory. Kev, I said to Gary before you came on this morning, I said, look, we've got to find out a little bit more about this man. He's intriguing. There's lots of different sides to him.
Layers, you said.
I said there's a lot of layers to Kevin Muscat. When you've got some spare time, okay, when you're not engaged in your coaching duty, what is it that you like to do?
I haven't really had the time to think like anyone else. I like most people. I like going out and having a meal with my partner Vicky and obviously the kids and doing all those things. And at the end of the season, getting away and going on holiday and just trying to relax and restock. But at the moment, there's I always say at the end of the year, it's I thank all the partners and all the players and wives because the amount of sacrifice and the children, the amount of sacrifice that they've got to, do and put up with throughout a campaign is enormous. And, I can certainly understand, why it's a struggle for some partners because the sacrifice that they put in is huge. And, when the opportunity arises, I think it's important to give back and spend some quality time with the family.
Hey, Muskie, you got the reputation as being the tough, hard man of the game and that type of thing, but I've seen you out there on the nature strip in Albert Park just walking your fluffy little dog. I reckon you'd be a romantic film type of guy. I reckon you're the bloke that would enjoy a romantic film.
A rom-com.
Yeah, a rom-com. Yeah.
Not at all. Not romantic at all. I mean, talking about being tougher, can you be tough these days, Tim?
Well, you can still be a hard man.
You can't raise your voice without some union piping up and telling you you're doing it wrong.
No, you can't whistle at your players without getting a yellow card.
Allegedly. that sort of stuff, you'll get off here and you'll be getting in trouble with that guy. Allegedly in there.
What about health and fitness? That's an area that Tim and I have got great interest in, don't necessarily adhere to, but you cut a very fine figure in that suit. What do you do to keep yourself in good nick?
Good tailor. Certainly not from getting out in the track. I used to try and do a lot more. From that perspective, the fitness side, I think I've given up basically. That's where I'm at the moment. I've given up.
Well, we've peeled back a lot of layers to Kevin Musk.
I just a quick one back on the derby. I know it's like every other game and all that sort of stuff, but it's undeniable. There's a bit of extra in it. Were you put together some sort of video or film or motivational thing that just brings it into sharper focus?
I don't know about motivation. I actually agree with you, Tim. I think the trend is that, everyone professes, it's just another game. It's just like going into a final. It's just another game. When the reality is, I profess to what you said. I don't think it is, guys. Yeah, I think it is different. I've always, maintained that stance because you'd rather be prepared and ready for, what's coming and accept what's coming because, it's not like any other game because, there's going to be more fans there and, yes, the rules don't change and all those things, but there's, the intensity lifts. Because of the intensity lifts, there's more opportunities for referees to because, the game's a lot quicker. So there's a lot of things that you've got to prepare for. And I'd rather be prepared than be surprised. So I'll always advocate that it is a little bit different.
It will be, and we look forward to looking at it. It is on Saturday night, the big derby between Victory and City, Marvel Stadium, 10 to 8. Good luck, mate, and thanks for joining us again.
Cheers, boys, and keep up the we and how. I like it.
We and how, yes.